This is WFAE's Morning Edition. I'm Lisa Wharf. Yesterday, there were two blockbuster rulings about North Carolina's political maps. One upheld newly redrawn state legislative maps for the General Assembly. The other ruling threw out, for now, the state's congressional map, which was drawn to give Republicans the advantage in 10 of 13 congressional seats. Joining me to talk about the rulings is WFAE political reporter Steve Harrison. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, Lisa.
So let's focus on the congressional map for now. What does this mean for the 2020 election coming up?
So this really means everything. But first, let's back up just a little bit and do some history. This summer, opponents of gerrymandering in North Carolina were really crestfallen when the U.S. Supreme Court ruled against them. The highest court said, okay, gerrymandering is bad for democracy, but it's not our job to police it. They said that's better left for state courts and state legislatures. So in North Carolina, that's where the battle shifted. And since then, the plaintiffs, a mix of voters and the group Common Cause, have had a series of wins. And they got another big win yesterday when a three-judge panel in Raleigh blocked the use of the state's congressional maps pending a final decision. And for the 2020 elections, this really throws everything into chaos because the primaries are in the first week of March. That's 4 months away, and filing starts in December.
Let's talk for a minute about the current congressional map. Republicans have the advantage with 10 seats. How was it drawn to give them an edge?
So the two key words with this map, and really with gerrymandering in general, are cracking and packing. And in a lot of cities in North Carolina, the General Assembly cracked Democratic voters into two congressional districts to dilute their strength. Republicans did this in Fayetteville and probably most famously in Greensboro, where the campus of North Carolina A&T is split into two districts. And the other strategy is packing as many Democratic voters into a safe Democratic seat as possible. And that's what happened in Mecklenburg County. Alma Adams represents the 12th district, which includes all of Mecklenburg except for a little wedge of Charlotte, Matthews, and Mint Hill. And those areas have historically voted for Republicans.
Okay, so let's say this ruling is upheld. Do we know it would impact individual representatives?
So it's too early to know how the maps are going to, new maps are going to be drawn and what criteria would be used. So, for instance, would the state try and avoid splitting up counties, if at all possible? But let's look at one example. Mark Meadows, he's a conservative who represents the 11th district in the mountains, and he's become one of the president's closest allies in Congress. And Meadows can be so close to Trump because you have to look at how his district was drawn. The 11th district covers western North Carolina, but if you look close, you'll see a hole in the district. And that hole is the city of Asheville and Black Mountain beside it. So last year, Meadows easily won re-election. He got 60% of the vote, but he didn't have to deal with those Democratic Asheville voters. So if you put Asheville in that district, suddenly being one of the most pro-Trump congressmen isn't maybe such a sure path to re-election. And remember going back a few years to Heath Shuler. He's the former quarterback who held that seat before Meadows. He was a Democrat. And when he won, the 11th district included Asheville.
What about close to home in Charlotte? What might change here?
So Mecklenburg has two congressional districts, or parts of two congressional districts, the 12th, where the Democrats were packed close together, and the 9th district. The 9th district starts in Charlotte and then moves all the way to the east, all the way to Bladen County, which is pretty close to the beach. And I think it's probably safe to say when new maps are drawn, Charlotte and Bladen County will not be in the same district. It's just too far away. In today's 9th district, President Trump won it by 12 percentage points, and then Dan Bishop narrowly beat Dan McCready in September by 2 points. So would the new 9th probably become more Democratic? I think so. And remember, in terms of seeing who might run, when you run for Congress, you don't have to live in your district.
What have the Republicans said about yesterday's ruling? Are they going to appeal?
So we don't know yet. What we do know is this case with the congressional map is going to stay in state court, and that's a win for Democrats because ultimately the state Supreme Court has a 6-1 Democratic advantage. When three-judge panel, the same three-judge panel, ordered the state's legislative maps redrawn, the GOP did not fight it. They quickly produced new maps in a couple weeks that both Democrats and Republicans said were pretty fair. Those state legislative maps were approved yesterday by the same judges, so that part of the gerrymandering fight is over. So kind of to go back to Congress, we don't know what the Republicans are going to do. Phil Berger put out a statement last night, that was a little vague, just saying that really the most important elections are now judicial elections, because in his words, he said the judges decide, you know, how many people from each party should be elected.
That's WFAE's political reporter, Steve Harrison. Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Lisa.
This is WFAE's Morning Edition.